Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody, and today we are continuing January's theme of awesome stuff from 2019. So this week I'll be talking about television programs. There's a lot, many, much like last week, I probably forgot, but I tried to pull as many as I could. I did, so the first bunch, and I won't talk too much about them because there's a lot of them to go over. I will do new shows, so new shows that debuted this year, and then I'll rapid fire through some of the returning television programs that I enjoyed this year. And I'm, like I said, I'm probably forgetting some, and I even barely got a couple extra at right now, so I'm sure I'm missing some, and I've probably talked about on the main podcast as well, but let's go. So first up, and this is in no particular order, it's not my favorite list, it's just all the stuff I enjoyed that I watched this year. And like I said, I won't talk too much about them, just kind of go over them real quick. So first up is Watchmen. It's a sequel adaptation to the famed comic book series, graphic novel, miniseries, whatever you want to call it. Well, miniseries, 12 issues. That was created by Damon Lindelof. I'm not doing so great today. Damon Lindelof, who is famed for helping create Lost, as well as a show I've talked about on here before, The Leftovers. He helped do the new Star Trek series or show or movies. The first two, I believe. I don't think he had anything to do with the second or the third one. But he's done a lot of stuff. It's awesome. He's awesome. I'm going to talk more about Watchmen. Well, actually, on Friday's podcast, the main one, Joe and I will be talking about it more. But in February, I'm going to do an adaptations show. It's a follow-up to one I did last year. But I'll be talking about a few of the adaptation TV shows that have come out recently. And I'll be talking about Watchmen a little bit more there. I'll get more to that. But yeah, Watchmen on HBO. 9 episodes, fantastic. It was so good. I kind of wish there was going to be more, but I like the way they ended this, and I don't think they need to do more, especially with this story. If they went in and did other ones, it'd be pretty cool, but I don't think they really need it, which sucks, but it was amazing. So Watchmen, it was awesome. Next up from Netflix was Living with Yourself. This starred Paul Rudd. And he basically played two roles. He goes under Paul Rudd's character, Miles, goes under this procedure to basically treat his lack of positivity, I guess you could say. Like, basically, he has a pretty shitty outlook on life, and he wants to go through this procedure to make life more alluring, and then end up cloning him, and he has to deal with his clone. It's actually a very, very funny show. Highly recommend it. If you haven't seen it, Living with Yourself on Netflix. Pretty funny. And very touching, too. It's a very interesting show. Next up, The Mandalorian, or Star Wars The Mandalorian, if you also want to call it that. But I believe it's just normally known as The Mandalorian, but it's a Disney Plus streaming series. 8 episodes, all fantastic. If you ask me, loved it. It had an amazing season 1 finale, and had some real twists and turns. Very interesting what they're doing with it, and I can't wait for the new season, which will be out in the fall of this year of 2020, as we're listening to this. Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. Then you have The Witcher on Netflix. Another adaptation, one I will probably be talking about. I haven't decided all the shows yet that I'm talking about come February. Like I said, Watchmen will most likely be one, but I don't know. It depends on what I decide on. But Witcher, fantastically done. And again, I want to talk. Joe and I will be talking about this as of when you hear this in 2 days, which will be Friday's episode. We will have talked about this pretty much in length. Not crazy detail, but a good amount of detail. So we'll go over that too. But I loved it. I burned through it in like 2 days. I can't wait for the new season sometime later this year. Fantastic. I loved it. Next up is Chernobyl from HBO as well. This isn't really a series. It's a mini series. It's 5 episodes. Fantastic television. Amazing everything. The acting in it is stupendous. I mean, it was just so well done, and I loved every bit of it, and it was very terrifying. Very terrifying. So Chernobyl on HBO. You should check it out. Next up, His Dark Materials, also from HBO. Adaptation of the book series, His Dark Materials, by Philip Pullman. Very well done. Extremely well done, I should say. It's interesting because they pull from mainly the first book and a little bit from the second book in interesting ways. It's an interesting way of telling the story because in the books you find out that there's parts of the second book that are taking place during the first book, and they actually take those elements and put them during the show, and leads to some very interesting things that you don't know about until, well, it happens in the book, but a little sooner in the show. Yeah, it's really, really well done. I was extremely satisfied with what they did. And, I think it's been greenlit for a second season, I believe. I could be wrong. No, yeah. For an 8-episode, second season. They already started filming the second season before the first one even started. Okay, cool. It's extremely well done. Special effects are fantastic. It's just, it was so good. And again, I'll be talking, again, this will probably be one of the ones I'm talking about next month. Again, I haven't narrowed it all the way down yet, but this will probably be one of them. I enjoyed it a lot. His Dark Materials on HBO. Then you have Stumptown, another adaptation, one I will not be talking about next month, not because I don't think it's good. I actually enjoyed this show a lot. But it is based on a graphic novel by the same name, Stumptown. I'm not gonna go into detail about it, but it's just it's a fun fun. It's a very well done show that has very very interesting characters and has some real heart and feelings in the show itself. Very well done. I enjoy that show a lot. I did not think I was going to, but I actually do enjoy it quite a bit. Next up is Righteous Gemstones from HBO. This show I was not prepared for, not what I thought it was going to be, and it is fantastic. If you don't know what the Righteous Gemstones is, it's basically centered around a family of televangelists and a mega church you basically deal with, and you find out they're all kind of the kids of the family are all kind of not good, and you kind of see the failings of the family and their facade of being super religious. But anyways, it's a fantastic show, super hilarious. Very dark, but excellent. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Next up is Prodigal Son. This is on Fox. This show I was super excited about because the premise sounds amazing. I'll read the premise. The series centers on Malcolm Bright, whose father, Martin Whitley, is an infamous serial killer known as the Surgeon. As a child, Malcolm was responsible for enabling the police to arrest his father and has not seen his father in 10 years. Now a profiler for the FBI, formerly with the FBI, because he got fired, and currently consulting for the New York Police Department. He is forced to confront his father after a copycat serial killer uses Dr. Whitley's methods of killing. It's very Silence of the Lambsy, but also very, you should say, Freudian in a way. Tom Payne, famous for playing Jesus in The Walking Dead, plays Malcolm Bright, and he's fantastic in it. And of course, the ever awesome Michael Sheen, who makes two appearances on this here list of shows, is fantastic as well. And it's so good, so well done. I like it a lot. Very violent too. I like it a lot. So that's Prodigal Son on Fox. Next up, The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance on Netflix. This is a prequel series to the Jim Hansen movie from 1982. The cool thing about this is they blended puppetry and CG to make this, and it's so well done. Amazing story. I love how it leads up to the events, not directly up to the events of the Dark Crystal movie, but does lead you into that path, and it's hopefully they will do more of them. I don't know if they probably have announced if they're doing a second season. I don't know. I don't see it here right away. But hopefully they do, because there's a lot more they could tell in this world, and I think it'd be really fun. But it was super enjoyable. I liked it a lot. Loved it. Next up is Carnival Row on Amazon. Another show that I wasn't sure I was going to like, but it's extremely well done, and it's just so... It was so good. It was very touching. You keep getting these peaks of this big fantasy world, and it's just so good. I loved it so much. Orlando Bloom and Cara Delevingne were fantastic in it, and I loved... Jared Harris actually was a double... a double entry on this week's lists. He was in Chernobyl, and he's in Carnival Row. Fantastic show, super fun if you like fantasy, a la Game of Thrones style stuff. It's gonna be right in your wheelhouse for sure. But yeah, super fun. Next up, another adaptation. Maybe we'll be on next week's podcast or next month's podcast. I'm not too sure. But The Boys on Amazon, another Amazon show. The last couple of these were the last few joined together Amazon shows. It's an adaptation of a comic book by Garth Ennis and Derek Robertson called The Boys. It's a superhero comics. Well, this is a superhero TV show. And it's basically... imagine if the Avengers / the Justice League were touted as being celebrities versus just heroes, and when they go off the rails, a group of vigilantes known as the Boys are there to set them in their place. It's pretty violent, extremely crude. I loved it. I love the book, and I love the show, and I cannot wait for the second season later this year. Which they had started filming before the first season even premiered. So another good one. I like it a lot. Next up, another Amazon show, another adaptation, which will probably be on my podcast next week. Haven't decided just yet because there's so many adaptations that were so well done over the past year, and a couple new ones that'll be out. Depending on how good they are, will probably be talked about next week. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I'm going to have a bunch of them on there. But it is Good Omens, based on the novel of the same name by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. Very, very, extremely well done. And it's just, oh so good, because it captures the levity and the dark humor and the absurdity that is the book, which I would never thought they would be able to do. And I'll go into this more next month when I talk about, most likely, about this. It just so well done. Both Michael Sheen, again, double entry, and David Tennant were fantastic in their roles of Aziraphale and Crowley. Just amazingly done, and I loved it so much. And so much in it you have to really pay attention to. And the first time I really have seen Jack Whitehall in anything but comedy, and he was fantastic. Great time. So that was Good Omens on Amazon Prime. Another Amazon show, Hannah. This one is, I don't know if you can call it an adaptation or a reimagining or something. I don't know how to say it. Basically, Hannah, which is based on a movie this by the same name from 2011, is just the series version of it. And it was extremely well done. I didn't know what to think about it, but it was super well done and is very enjoyable. And I know it's been renewed for a second season. Hopefully it will be out later this year. So well done. Extremely well done. I enjoyed it so much. Next up, another adaptation. This one from Netflix, The Umbrella Academy. It is the adaptation of a comic book series by the same name, created by Gerard Way and Gabriel Ba, who's fantastic. Both of them are fantastic. Gerard Way, of course, being the lead singer and creative force behind My Chemical Romance, did an amazing job with the comic book. The show captures a lot of it. Clearly, there's no way, if you've ever seen the comic book, and I talked about this on a podcast before, there's no way they could do the comic book complete justice because of how ridiculous it is. But I think they did a really good job, and amazing characters, fantastic cast, so well done. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I cannot wait for the second season. That'll be out later this year as well, I believe, because Netflix is pretty good about that. So that ends it for all the new stuff that came out this year. Now I'll go into the returning, the second, third, fourth, whatever seasons of stuff, and I'll rapid fire through these. But I'll talk about them, or not about them, but I will talk to you about them. So for, again, no order in particular, just as I remembered and found them, this is the ones I chose. Because I enjoyed them quite a bit. First up is Fleabag from Amazon. Fantastic show. I didn't watch the first season when it came out last year, or in 2018. So I binge watched both seasons. They're only 6 episodes each, and it's fantastic. It's funny. It's heartfelt. It's very heart wrenching as well. Just amazingly done. Second season by far one of the best television series of all time, and the season for sure was the better of the two. It basically the two outstanding characters in it, the main character who plays Fleabag, who's, you never actually know her name, is Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who's fantastic, and I barely know who she is, so I've only seen her in a few things. And then the second season standout for me was Andrew Scott. And I love them together, and they were so good. I like Andrew Scott in general, but he was fantastic in this, and I kind of wish there was more, but only 2 seasons, which is what they wanted to do. That's fine. Cool. It's amazing. You should watch it. Lost in Space season 2 just came out, burned through it. It's fantastic. I loved it. Really fucking hope it gets picked up for a third season, because the ending of the season two is ridiculous. And I cannot wait for season three to come out. I think, I don't even know if they've, again, I'm not too sure if they've even greenlit it for a third season, but I hope so, because I loved the both seasons were fantastic. Special effects are great, acting is fantastic, cast is great, it's just so good. Loved it. Lost in Space season 2 on Netflix. Season 4 of The Expanse on Amazon. I love it. I love The Expanse. I love the book series. I love this one. It's super well done. The fourth season was tremendous. We talked about it on the main podcast, but it's just, I love the actors in it. I love all the cast. Just so well done. And I know they're doing a fifth season. Already they announced that way before, like way back in July. So I can't, hopefully it'll be out this year, 2020. I can't wait for it. I know they're filming it right now already. I love it, and I can't wait for more of it to come. Great book series, great television show. Stranger Things, season 3, fantastic. They just keep getting better and better. It's hard to even imagine, they are, and it's, season 3 was fantastic. I can't wait for season 4 later. Hopefully later this year. Who knows if we have to wait another whole year or something like we did before. But so well done. Loved it. Can't wait for season 4. Yeah. It's going to be pretty awesome. Next up, Big Mouth season 3. This show, animated show on Netflix, basically created by a bunch of people, Nick Kroll, Andrew Goldberg, Mark Levin, and Jennifer Flackett. Fantastic show. I love the animation, first off. It looks like a Saturday morning cartoon, or it's just a cartoon in general, but it's very crude, has nudity of little kids and sex and just ridiculous, but it's so well done. And I can't wait for a fourth season to come out, because it was, oh, they renewed it through 6 seasons, so there's 3 more seasons to go. I fucking love it already. I can't wait. It is so good, so funny, extremely funny. It's just amazing. I love that show. That was Big Mouth on Netflix. Next up, another Netflix show, Mindhunter. Season 2 came out. Season 1 is phenomenal. Season 2, just as good. It is amazing the way they started it. Jonathan Groff of, well, many things, but one of the things he's famous for is being in Frozen and Frozen 2. Plays Kristoff. But he's amazing in this. Plays Harris, Holden Ford, with his partner, Bill Tench, who's played by Holt McCallany? I don't know. But he's amazing, too. They're all amazing. And Anna Torv is amazing in the show as well. But it's all about the FBI building the first building the steps leading towards their serial killer division way back in the 70s and 80s. And it's so well done. And I think they might be doing a third season. But I think they're waiting for Fincher to do something, because he has a movie or something planned. I don't know, but whatever. I'll wait. It's fantastic. I love the second season. It was so good. I mean, it was 2 years apart from the first one and the second one, but it was so good. So I will wait for sure. Mindhunter is on Netflix. Next up, Rick and Morty. This one hurts a little bit to talk about, because we were promised a lot of episodes. They were renewed for some stupid amount of episodes, but we only got 5 after waiting 2 years, more than 2 years technically. And we don't even know when the next five for season four are going to come out. They haven't announced it yet. But they were so good. It's definitely worth the wait, but I can't wait for the next five because these were so good. Rick and Morty season four was season four part one or A or whatever you want to call it, but extremely well done. I can't wait for the next half. Then we have the Orville season two, one of the best shows to come out in a long time. And it's better than it should be. And I say that because it, in all likelihood, it should have been a spoof of Star Trek, which it kind of is, but also is just as good, if not better, than most of the original Star Trek shows. And it's very similar to Next Generation. It has funny, it has humor in it. It also has very poignant and heartfelt stuff. It's very, it's drama elements to it. Very well done. It's very, very much like the original Star Trek shows, like Next Generation and Voyager. Every episode, essentially, there's a couple two-parters, but every episode is essentially a monster or a thing of the week, situation of the week. But it's very well done and extremely, extremely. The cast is amazing. Very well written. I love it a lot. The Orville on Fox. Next up is Jack Ryan season two on Amazon. Another really good season of television. So well done. Okay, sorry, some difficulties there. I'm back. You probably couldn't even tell. It just went bum bum. Whatever. Jack Ryan season two on Amazon. Fantastic. So well done. Another great season. Amazing cast. Amazing stories. I love the ending, and I cannot wait for the third season. Hopefully sometime in 2020. But I will wait for that as well because it's so well done. John Krasinski is phenomenal. I love Wendell Pierce in it. I love all the cast in it, but those two are the mainstays throughout the first two seasons. So it's interesting to see where they go with it, but fantastic second season. I loved it. And I know they've already been greenlit for a third one. And I think they're already way into production for it. So hopefully we'll get it again. Maybe in October, maybe sooner. We'll see when we get it, but really good. Jack Ryan on Amazon. So good. So good. Next up, season four of Lucifer on Netflix was on Fox. I enjoy this show a lot. It is, I'm not going to say guilty pleasure. It's just a fun show to watch based on the comic book character by Neil Gaiman out of the Sandman series, which oddly enough is becoming a Netflix show as well. Amazingly done. It's super fun. The new season really, you could see the level of production shoot up when Netflix took over. It's very well done. I love Tom Ellis as Lucifer Morningstar. He's just so much fun. Even though he doesn't look like he does in the comic, but it's okay. I like that guy a lot, and it's extremely fun show to watch, and I like it a lot. And it has a lot of very funny and drama heavy moments in it. I think it's very well done, and I can't wait for the fifth and final season, which will be out later this year, hopefully. I guess it's coming in two parts, but we'll see what happens when we get it. But it'll be 16 episodes, 8 episodes each in two different batches, but fantastic show. I like it a lot. And last but definitely not least, the wrap up of Game of Thrones, the last season 8. Love it or hate it, it did end, and it actually ended a really good way. There's some stuff I kind of wish they would have done a little differently, but you know, I'm not here to criticize. I enjoyed it. I love the season. I love this show. Ever since it came out, I love the books. I can't wait to finish the books whenever that fucking happens. extremely well done, real fun, and I cannot wait to see what David Benioff and D.B. Weiss do next, because one of their big next projects is going to be new series for the new movie or new series, I believe, for Netflix, and hopefully they'll be able to do their whatever it's going to be for Star Wars stuff, because they're supposed to be doing something for Star Wars. We just don't know what it is yet, but I will definitely be waiting for that to see what they come up with for that, because you know, also these dudes are pretty awesome and I like them a lot, so hopefully we'll get some crazy stuff from them. Like I said, whatever it is for Netflix they're gonna be doing, and then hopefully come back and be able to do whatever it is for in the Star Wars universe that they have planned. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. Again, we were talking about TV shows in 2019. I listed off a bunch in no particular order. I tried to do the new ones first, and the renewals after, or the returning shows after that. But yeah, next week tune in. I will be talking about movies. There's a lot of them, but I will go over the ones that I liked a lot. And then the last week of January will be comic books, which is also a lot, but I will try to narrow it down to newer books. And I may do books as well in that same one, because I don't think there's enough new comic books for this year. So we'll see what happens, but it'll be books of some sort the last week. But anyways, that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody. And like always, at the end of this, I like to say, let's be awesome.